Scope is filmed before a live studio audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show where World of Warcraft gold is legal tender. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope,
we talk about what we did for summer vacation, Hello Goodbye and Talladega Nights get the review treatment, and Jared finds it a unique joy to refer to himself as a third person.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 10, the magical number 10. We have reached double digits. Very, very exciting. It's a special anniversary episode, if you will, because a lot of people didn't think we'd make it this far, including our two guests today sitting in with us. Let's go around the room and say hi to our music critic and expert, Al. You're here.
Howdy.
You're queer, you're happy.
Get used to it.
All three.
We love your shiny, very bright shirt you're wearing today. Not typical Al fare. Teal. And as you would say, it's sexy and hot.
Yes.
My favorite guest of all time, sitting to your left, is my beautiful wife, Carrie.
Hello.
Hello, honey buns.
Honey pun.
Or as... okay. I'm going to say this. You can beep it if you want. Or as Mel Gibson would say, sugar tits.
Oh, my God.
As always, there are two other gentlemen helping me run this show. First of all, it's Adam, who... Boy, he is very happy to be here. His looky will not make eye contact with me for good reason.
Hi, Sean.
Adam, thank you for showing up.
Yes, you're very welcome.
On time. And Jared, adding a little new music to the show.
Yeah, I figured for number 10, we'd make some changes, you know. Try to freshen it up a little bit. It's like throwing a coat of paint on the walls.
Okay. Where's that cricket sound effect?
Yeah. I was expecting something. There we go.
What?
Yeah, I love it. So, let's dig into the show. You know, usually this is the part where I kind of get into, you know, maybe things that are appropriate to what we like to talk about, like nerd stuff or geek stuff or just general life. But I'm kind of having a bad week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it hasn't been great for me. I'll kind of go through my list of why I'm grouchy and not feeling so great, and I'll let everyone comment as we go along. How's that sound? So Wednesday, I go get my haircut, and I come back, and I'm sitting with my wife after getting my haircut. She's very confused, and I'm down in the basement, and we're watching So You Think You Can Dance.
Was it sexy and hot, the haircut?
It was sexy and hot.
He still has it now. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Take a look. You tell me what you think. But I'm sitting there, and I start getting this feeling like somebody is crushing my head with a vise. And I start getting like this weird sense of vertigo. And, and I literally felt like the top of my head, I could feel every weight, every bit of weight that was my head. I mean, it was like there was 20 pounds
Holy
on
cow.
Top of my head. And Carrie, not very concerned because she was watching So You Think You Could Dance, told me to shut up.
I did not.
I can't hear them dance.
I can't hear them dance.
I just don't have sympathy when I take care of sick people all day.
Yeah. So how am I supposed to treat you then? You know? I mean, my job is I'm a graphic designer, so...
Well, I don't come home and make you put up my website and design it.
Well, maybe you should, baby.
Wow.
And I wasn't even going to use this time to yell at my wife, because I've got another person I want to yell at today.
Yay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're looking right at me.
I'm looking.
No.
But I'm really looking at Adam.
Oh.
So this whole week, Adam has been busting my balls. I don't know why, and I was hoping I could get some comments from Carrie, who is a big fan of Adam, and Al, who the verdict is still out on Adam.
What?
See what you guys say. Yeah, he's not sure.
I thought
sure.
I was loved by everyone.
So.
Just the Jewish community.
All right.
Everybody knows that I went out of town last week for actually 2 weeks ago for my big vacation up north, and we'll get into that in the middle of the show. But one thing that both Carrie and I, and maybe Al, because he was there as well, can attest to is that the water is really hard on the body. I mean, you're going to different places. I don't know if they use like secret chemicals up in the north. I don't know what it is, but my face tends to break out. I hate to say it. You know, I'm not a young kid, so there's really no excuse for it. But
well, if your skin gets dirty, something, you know, you could break out.
So
what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the way it is. But, you know, so I just roll with the punches and put on my Clearasil and have a good day. But on Tuesday of last week...
at least it wasn't right before the big dance.
Yeah, exactly. Adam and I went out to Best Buy during work, which we do often to buy... I buy DVDs and stuff like that because that's the day it comes out. And this week was especially embarrassing because I had to buy Laguna Beach Season 2 for my wife.
Oh, no.
It's awesome.
Which is... I mean, I'm just cringing going in there. And I don't know if we were sitting in the car, Adam, or if we were in the Best Buy store, but he looks at me and he says... Boy, you've really got an acne problem, Shane. What's going on with your face?
I think I just said, what's wrong with your face?
Which I hear all the time, so that doesn't really bother me that much.
You should have said, what's wrong with your face?
Oh! Yeah, Adam, wow. What is wrong with your face?
What you talking about, Willis?
So, yeah, I mean, so I'm literally stunned. I mean, usually Adam's got that cute sort of... I don't know what it is. You know, he's got that cynical side that you know, the girls love. And
that's not that cute.
Not hot. So I was a little taken back. It was like the time when I got on the bus and the bus driver said shalom to me, and it was like being sucker punched. I had no idea where it was coming from, and so I'm a little right at this point. I'm kind of dazed, and you know, it's like I got the haymaker.
And you still have vertigo.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I still have vertigo. I'm not feeling great. And then so we're at Best Buy, and I pull out my Target ad because I want to price match it. And Adam literally goes berserk on me. Well, if you got to price match the DVD, you probably shouldn't be buying a chain.
Not hot.
And so I'm...
Adam doesn't have a child he has to feed.
Yeah. Or college.
Just his inner child.
Yeah. So Adam's got me totally flustered. And then we're up at the register. And the cashier, this guy clearly has no idea what's going on. And so he tells me I have to go to the service area and do this price match. And Adam is just going crazy on me the entire time. Making me feel bad for buying Laguna Beach and pointing it out at all times.
Right. I like
you're not willing to pay full price for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm too cheap.
I'm happy you're not overdoing the story at all or anything.
Never.
I don't think he's done.
I'm not done. Well, I mean, I'm almost done with that part of the story because Adam really got me later on the week.
Oh, no.
You know, after we finally got out of Best Buy.
You're not even talking about how I sincerely apologized to you.
I'm not sure if it was sincere.
It was.
Are you feeling bad right now?
No, because it happened 5 days ago.
5 days ago.
Pussy.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, get over it.
Anyway, so you know we're there, and to make matters worse, I end up going back through the register line, and it's like this 16-year-old girl who's running the cash register, and she looks at me, she goes, "Man, you got Laguna Beach? There's only 3 copies left in the store. You're so lucky." Like, yeah, I'm gonna be the one watching.
She's right.
And so I have to point out all the time, like, "Oh, I'm getting this for my wife." You know, it's like when I go to Walmart and I'll buy a Star Wars figure or something like that, and I have to make some sort of offhanded reference, like, "Oh yeah, my kids are going to love this toy."
Except you know, it's for total you're lying, deflection. Then.
Yeah, that time I'm lying.
Who cares? Yeah. Can't you just man up and just say I'm buying this for myself?
I'm not sure if I can man up.
You should.
In my defense, I was not serious the whole time. I was making fun of him, and as he saw
my eyes well up, he continued to go after me.
No, and then I apologized because you actually got it. Then it looked like you were going to cry, yeah, and I felt that. Grim.
And then he apologized, and then 2 days later, we had our company picnic.
Oh, no.
And so Adam, not through demolishing me morally, physically, and emotionally, looks at my shorts and starts ripping on the shorts that I'm wearing.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Okay, now you're completely lying. I never once said anything. I said...
You were making fun of my cell phone pocket on my shorts, were you not?
Oh, yeah.
No. That wasn't me. I don't know who you're talking about now.
It's evil, Adam. That's what I'm talking about.
And then he wouldn't hang out with them. He had to hang out with the cool kids.
Yeah, and I came home and I talked to Carrie. Adam has a whole other group of friends at work, and those are the friends that are like the younger kids and stuff like that. And
the
they
He-Man
go out,
Shane Haters Club?
They go out to kickball.
That's what they're called now.
That's his A-friends. The A-friends. Oh, B-friends.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm kind of like, I guess when we go out in public, I'm too old. I've got a kid. And so, I felt I was back like in high school because I had to sit at one end of the cool kids' table, and all the other kids got as far away from me as possible. And so, I just had to sit and talk to the other designer, who also was kind of shunned a little bit that day. Tim Canuck.
Oh,
sorry, Tim. Bleep that last name out, Jared. Jared, how long has this been?
Let me get right on that.
Jared, how long has this been going on?
We're nearing the 9.5 minute mark.
9 minutes. Okay.
For those of you keeping track at home,
I forgot to set my
Shane,
timer.
I talk to you at work more than anyone else.
You do.
So don't.
Only when no one's looking.
But do you mean it, though? I mean, when you're talking to me, would you rather be talking to the other guys that you go drinking with all the time?
Or? No, I talk to them enough when we're out drinking.
Okay.
Shane, everyone at work except for you is a douchebag.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Appreciate that.
Everyone, including
Even Angie?
You, Mike Dahl. Yes, and including Angie.
That's not true.
Okay. And then here's the other thing, and I'm not. I'm just going to say this. Adam has a lot of great things going on in his life right now. And I'm not going to talk about them. Maybe someday he'll let me. But it really, you know, all you listeners out there, if you want to hear Adam talk about what's going on in his life, please write into comments@thescopeshow.com. And Jared's thinking of an email right now he's going
to
write in.
No, I'm just, hold on. It has nothing to do. Can I work over here in my little fortress of solitude and not have you bother me?
It's not all
me?
About you.
Yeah.
Or me in this okay. case, Shane.
So, guys, Carrie, Al, that's what happened to me this week. All your opinions.
I already knew because you told me it happened.
You're glib.
Do you like Adam any more or less because of this? Are you siding with anyone, Carrie?
I side with you against Adam all the time.
Ooh. That's why you wouldn't give me a high five this morning, I see.
Right.
And Al?
And she had
what do you think?
I would say there's some overreacting going on.
Yes, I know Adam is totally over the top. I completely agree with that. So there's another reason. Let's get past this. Adam will have more time in the show later.
Well, the next thing we're going to talk about is about me.
Is it? No, I'm going to... No, we'll wait one second. Because, you know, a couple shows ago, actually the last two shows, we talked a lot about convergence.
Yeah.
Carrie was telling me a very interesting story about convergence and some of the seedy underbelly issues that happened there. So I was hoping she could sort of repeat the story. And
do tell.
I'll set it up and Carrie can kind of jump in.
Okay.
She works with somebody who... Or she used to work with somebody.
No, I
don't
work
know,
with her still.
Who she works on the hotel cleaning staff. So, okay...
She does the catering. She's in the catering part and the food.
Okay. So tell me about... I don't know if we talked about this before, but every year there's always one floor at Convergence that's blocked off from the general public, and it is pretty much like an S&M sort of floor. I mean, they literally cover everything in plastic. They have rooms where completely gross things are happening all the time. We're not going to get into it because it's sort of a family show, but... Really not appropriate, and you have to know somebody to get there, or you have to go exploring in the hotel.
Well, you can just find it if you walk up the stairs and go in every door, but you have to sign a waiver to get in it.
Yeah.
And I've never been to this floor. Jared, have you?
I visited it once probably 10 years ago at least, and we did not stay very long.
I saw it three years
ago. It was more
of
a curiosity.
Yeah.
Earl, friend of the show, was like, oh, hey, I found out where the secret floor is, and he proceeded to drag me up there, and it was like, wow, okay.
It's
this is interesting, but
not,
I don't want to.
When
spend
you go
my
in
day
there,
here.
Is everything bathed in red light? You know, I'm picturing
no,
something that's just.
It's all the regular hotel lights, and the people need to be bathed in some sort of light that masks what they look
well,
like.
I figured to bathe. Period.
I figured if you were into S&M and wearing leather and stuff like that, you'd actually be pretty good looking when you're doing that sort of.
No.
Thing.
No.
Can someone explain this to me off air? And how do I get into it?
You don't want anything to do with.
Well,
it.
Well, there's several websites you can visit.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's disgusting.
I don't know.
So, and
I'm not sure.
Carrie, was it you when you walked into one room and you saw a rose sticking out of somebody's butt?
Yes.
Like a dinner roll?
No, a rose.
A rose. A dinner roll would have been
like
better.
Like a rose stuck in there.
As in a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
It was a dominatrix.
Even if it's stuck in a man's ass.
Yeah.
So
it was creepy.
It very creepy. But, you know, this floor is great during the weekend, but somebody has to clean it up when it's all said and done. So, Carrie, take it away.
What? The cleaning staff has to wear, like, hazmat outfits to go clean. They have to be completely covered up, and they clean the thing, and everyone fights over it, so they have to pick.
Because
they
want
to clean it? No, because no one wants to do it. So they argue over it. I don't know how they decide, but when the biggest thing that's the most disturbing to them is the fact they never have to replace any towels because they don't use them. They don't
not hot
bathe or take showers the whole entire
wow.
From
soap and
Thursday
toilet
to
products
Sunday.
Not touched.
Ugh. Nothing but touched.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Wouldn't you hate to be the guy from Bachman's who has to deliver the roses there?
Yeah. And they always, they're always like, it smells like meatballs. Cause they have food tables.
They have like a potluck going on?
Yes, they have food tables.
Are they Simix or what's, what, we got a brand?
Yeah, that's what I think it was. And you don't want to see people with the rose stuck in their
what
butt.
About, what kind of sauce?
And smell meatballs.
Earl says that only if the sauce comes in a glass bottle, it's best. So I'm hoping they had good sauce.
I'll bring dinner rolls next
looking.
Year.
Al's going to cater dinner there. While
wow. Entrepreneur over there.
So, yeah. I don't know if we want to talk about this anymore.
No,
the seedy
not.
Underbelly of...
I think we got our jokes in.
I think next year we're going to have to find that floor and send Bill up there, because I think that would be...
Send
he
my
could,
Bill.
He could do some interviews.
No, Bill, send Bill.
Send
oh.
Bill. Maybe that might be the last set of interviews he does for us after he sees that. So,
yeah.
So we introduced a new segment last show. Let's continue it. It's the Worlds of Warcraft update.
The Scope World of Warcraft update. Remember, burly rockjaw trogs have feelings too.
So, Adam, there's got to be a lot of goings on in World of Warcraft. We can't wait for your updates. So, tell us what you've been up to.
I'm quitting.
What? You put hours and hours into this game. Why are you quitting?
By the way, it's way more. It's about 60 days played. So it's more than just
nonstop.
So 60 days total you've put in.
Like actually being online in the game, yes.
That's wow. Over the course of how
That's pretty
many
close
years.
To 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Since November of 2004. Wow. So 20 months. Yeah,
wow.
Not there.
So why? What's part of the charm has worn off for you?
I'm just kind of bored of it.
The people you're playing with, have they changed at all? No comment on that?
Yeah.
Are they listening?
Once again,
right,
great
yes,
insight into
yes,
Adam's personal life. Thank you. I'm
you
sorry.
Know,
to all the people in Adam's tribe, he doesn't mean any of it.
The people in my tribe are Jews. The people in my guild are nerds. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's not fun anymore. And
since you've maxed out your levels?
Yeah.
Level 16.
And I don't know, like... When you're hanging out with your coworkers and friends, and then you're mm-hmm. like, "Oh, I should go because I have a raid." It just
doesn't go over well.
I gotta jump on the computer.
Yeah. So.
So how many days are left?
August 29th is the last day, and I'm.
Are
might...
we gonna get one more shown before that? I mean, you have to do something absolutely
yeah.
spectacular.
Yeah, that's gonna be a big send-off.
I was gonna go drown
you
all my characters.
Take down like a 15-foot tall troll or something, and you could report back to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Pull a Leroy Jenkins type
Leroy stage. Jenkins.
I might. There's an expansion that'll come out sometime around Christmas, so maybe I'll buy it.
Might pull you right back in.
Play for a couple months, but.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I haven't told anyone in my guild, so.
Are they listening now?
Well, guild members.
Well, they're not listening now because we haven't posted the show live.
Right.
but they will.
But for a theater of the mind,
right.
as they're listening to this,
yes,
imagine
yes.
that they're listening to it
they
live.
Are.
So what you're saying right now to all your guild members is a big F you.
Right.
I hate you all.
Yes, pretty
and
much.
You probably are on that Convergence S&M floor most of the time.
Wow.
Right.
Not bathing.
Yes.
Send your comments to comments at scopeshow.com about how much you hate Adam, guild members, tribe members.
Tribe members. I think that's funny. I like
all
that.
Right. Well, I think I've sufficiently bored our two guests enough talking about this.
They bored
and
me, and I'm the one that plays it.
I think they're sleeping.
I think they are sleeping. My wife.
Y'all's very tired.
I wish I was sleeping.
I can see it.
He just sitting there. Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Well, let's get this show going, shall we? Yes. So I'll talk about what's going to be happening in the next hour or so of show. Let's see. We're going to talk about how we spent our summer vacation. Ooh. And when I say we, I mean me. Carrie and Al will be chiming in, talking about the...
We were there, too.
Yeah, I know.
It's everyone except... So, you guys are being very exclusive, because it's everyone
What
except.
Have you done on your summer vacation, besides
I didn't have
harm
a summer
me emotionally?
Vacation.
And
yeah.
Jared?
I think I did scope stuff.
There we go.
So
you guys are covered. Perfect. after that, we're going to jump into some reviews. We've got Talladega Nights. That will be our first solo scope review ever.
Ooh.
Adam's taking that one.
Stands on his own.
So there might be a little bit of cynicism and excitement mixed in. We're also going to be taking a look at Hello Goodbye. It's a new, hot, sort of indie pop band that's been making their way around MTV and the Warped Tour. And we'll take a look at some news coming soon and... check in with what our listeners have to say about the show. So
and Yahtzee.
And Yahtzee. Yeah, we're going to be covering Al Olympics very soon. You heard us talk about it, I think, in show two. And
yes.
Now you're going to get firsthand account of what happened this year. So stick around. This is Scope Show 10. We'll be back with more right after this.
You've got questions. Tony's got answers. It's time for Ask Tony. Dear Tony, who would win in a fight between Wolverine and Batman? My money is on Wolverine. Super healing and adamantium. Not even bats can top that. Signed, Marvelous in Milwaukee.
Dear Marvelous, I've put a lot of deep thought into your question. I've weighed the strengths and weaknesses of both characters. I've read all of their comics and memorized their origin stories. I've even consulted with a number of comic book historians. And after all of that, I have a definitive answer. Who gives a shit, you fucking dork? While you think about men in tights, I'll be on the town, getting down with beautiful woman after beautiful woman. Thanks for being a loyal fan. This is The Scope.
If you have a question you'd like to ask Tony, send your question...
Wow, are you terrible? Why don't you leave the voiceover work to the professionals, pal? Don't you have some girls to not ask out? If you would like me, Tony Partington, to impose my advice on you and set you on a path to glory, send your tales of woe and misery to asktony@thescopeshow.com. I promise not to be too destructive, but let's face it, the truth hurts. And it hurts some of you more than others. Now, back to The Scope.
This is The Scope, episode 10. We're one-third away, one-third into the show, and boy, it's only going to get better. This is my favorite part of the show. I always say it's the under-the-scope part, but it really isn't.
No.
This is my favorite part.
You will change that when the C-block comes up.
Yeah, exactly. I might have a different opinion after this whole segment's
every
over.
Every part of the show is your favorite.
As I teased earlier, we're going to talk a little bit about what I did on my summer vacation. And I don't think we even have any fancy music or anything like that. It's just going to be, we're going to freeform it, going to let her rip. I hinted on the last show about what we do, and every year, Carrie and myself and her family, mother, father, brother, and then we also join up with Al's in-laws and some of their family. We head up north to Lake Superior, which, for those of you who don't know, is right next to the state of Minnesota.
Some call it a great lake.
A great lake. It is quite great. And, we go up there, we rent some cabins, we hang out, and usually there's no agenda. I mean, it's just a time to hang out and have a good time. Would that be correct, Al?
Yeah, somewhere along those lines.
The energy emanating
wow.
from this
Wake
man.
Up, Al.
Well, it was a long week. I'm still tired.
That's what it sounded like most of the time. Yeah. Crickets. Anyway, so, usually it's nothing that dramatic happens. But this year, three things to talk about. Number one, we had the Olympics, which was a very... Very nice. 5 days of board game battles. If you can hear me over this.
NBC suing.
You just
us
don't
right
have
now.
Any patience.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't know how long it was. I just love the talk. Every year we play, and every year the Russians come up and dominate. I don't understand it.
And that damn East German judge.
Yeah, they're always against us. Even though East Germany has been gone for 15 years, they're still dragging the Olympics.
Has it been that long?
Yeah,
since unification?
Yeah, about that long. Maybe a little longer. 16, 17. Beyond the Olympics, what else do we have? We've got a little bit of a controversy this year, and that's going to be what's going to lead this off. I don't know how to get into this, but previous to myself, Carrie dated a young gentleman for 7 years.
Six and a half years.
We'll just call him Mark.
She used to round it up to seven when
name.
It was during the time. But
yeah, that's his name. And maybe he'll be
called him Pedro.
Pedro. And he used to go up north with the family every year. It was always a big, exciting thing. Correct, Carrie? They loved him up there.
Yes.
Great guy.
He is.
Skinny little bastard, but great guy nonetheless. And he really, after you broke up with him, kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Not really. I didn't. I still
I love having Carrie on the show because she, at every turn, she sabotages my story.
I still would talk to him.
Yeah. But I mean,
but as far as the family.
Right. He didn't hang out with our family at all.
Yeah. Well, until this year.
The magic is back.
The magic is back. Mark is back in town, and I want to get your guys' opinion on this. Should I be worried or I just progress with my life?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise definitely against me. Al, you can chime in on this because you were directly involved in this more than me, and I'm a little hurt, not only with Adam, but with Al as well, because I feel I might be replaced.
How?
Let me explain it. Mark, after not being around for about 4 or 5 years.
Seven.
Well, okay, seven.
Shane,
I don't know.
I've been with you for 7 years.
Has it been that long?
Actually, it was a year before that we broke up, so eight.
8 years. So, Al,
utterly amazing.
Your sister-in-law?
Yes.
Kind of, I'm not going to get into it because it's not really that interesting of a story.
We'll just say befriending him.
Befriended Mark, the ex-boyfriend.
She does know him from before, though.
She does know. Well, she does. That's right.
Everyone does.
Everyone.
In
because
the family.
Because he used to hang up there all the time, and he would pull out his guitar and sing songs around the campfire, while all I would do is pull out my Nintendo DS and sit there.
What kind of songs? Like Adam Sandler?
Kumbaya.
No, he's actually a very accomplished musician. He's been playing in local bands here in the Twin Cities.
And he plays the sitar.
One of the few people in Minnesota to play the sitar, I would say. But long story short, Mark is back in town. He's hanging out with the family, and everybody seems to love him more than me.
Wow.
And I'm worried.
Near everyone or everyone?
I don't know.
I don't even know him, and yeah. I like him more than you. So this.
Yes.
That's what I'm remaining neutral for now.
So, but if you were to meet him, Jared, you probably would like him better.
I would.
Than me.
Probably. Well, then that's
he's a nice guy. Carrie, do I have anything to worry about? We'll go around the room.
What? Are we starting with me?
Because, I mean, you dated the man.
What is there to worry about?
You sampled both of our fruits.
Wow.
Actually, he's not after me.
Not hot.
No, I'm just saying to be replaced. I mean, are people going to ignore me?
More than they usually do?
More than they usually do. Family events?
No.
No. What about Al, who's already hung out with Mark at least 9 times?
Well, he lives in the same town as his sister-in-law.
Well, I would say I've hung out with Mark frequently, as of even last night.
Wow, look at that.
But Shane, there's nothing to worry about. I've always been loyal to Shane, and I'm starting to feel your pain a little bit around the house.
How's that?
More so with my in-laws, with my mother-in-law, who is, you know, now in love with Mark, and that leaves me now being kind of, I used to be, you know, the real deal in the family, and I was the brother, or I was the son-in-law that was
the model
the favorite.
Son-in-law.
Yeah, the quote was, you're the son
that
she never had, although she does have a son.
She's like, I think my mother-in-law said, he's just like another son
yes.
to me.
Yes.
But here's the fun thing.
And then about Mark, she said, Mark, he's really just like another
she
son.
She said he's really
Mark
hot.
Mark has been around, no one cared about Mark when he was with me.
And now that he's...
Now all of a sudden...
Woe is me over here.
Wow.
So maybe you and I have something to worry about, Carrie. It's not just me.
This is about mine and Shane's pain right now, yeah. Carrie. Not yours.
So,
whatever. I'm not involved at all, even though it was my boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well.
Seriously.
Anyway, so let's get off of this Mark thing. We're never going to solve this issue. It's a hot button issue. I mean, this is like...
I don't understand what issue there is to solve.
I don't know if I need to be worried. Should I not be going to these...
I think people have told you you shouldn't be worried.
I was hoping people would say I should be worried, and then it would be, make great radio. But instead, no.
Would you rather have great radio or honesty?
Great radio.
Wow, okay.
I'd rather have great radio.
Thank you,
Shane. You should be worried.
So let's jump into
speaking as someone on the outside looking in. I've seen the telltale signs, and you should be worried.
Will you say that to my face when Mark is actually here, when we get him in studio?
I don't know, Mark. Maybe I'll love him when I see him.
You probably will.
What? I should
he
let
looks
you
a
know.
Lot like me, but if you mix in a little Johnny Resnick.
I should let you know that...
okay.
What? Really?
He's got Johnny Resnick.
Jared and I are actually going to do a new show with him.
Oh,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I thought
or maybe it will just
that.
Be the scope and I'll be out.
Right. No, we'll just do the scoop and
the
we'll
scoop.
Have him.
Shane, Mark's such a good guy, he'd probably say you don't have to worry.
He probably would, and then he'd stab me in the back.
Or maybe we'll do the post.
He'd probably stab me in the back with his sitar. Let's get off of this issue. Let's move into the Olympics.
What? Oh.
Hit it. Give it one more time. Dum, dum,
dum.
Al, give me the cue. Or Jared, give me the cue and I can talk. Can I talk now? You're turning it down?
I'm bringing
Classic.
It down manually because we like to
have I have
fun.
No patience. So I think talking about Marco will blend nicely into the Olympics because not only do we have for the Olympics the grand champion trophy... The person that wins the most games or does well in most of the games. We also have the what would it be? The
Mark Lennon Sportsmanship Award.
Explain what that is and explain the genesis of that.
The Mark Lennon Sportsmanship Award came up as a mean way for Shane and myself to honor our hatred of Mark, pre-knowing Mark, at least for me. And person who usually scores very low in the grand total standings. Usually is awarded this award as more of a booby prize.
Or
a booby
people who
prize.
Act yeah. badly during the...
Well, it's kind of a... Yeah, we usually take someone who finishes very low...
And has a bad attitude.
And then we put it into the calculator and use the formula for figuring
There's
out...
There's a formula.
There
yeah.
is a formula.
There's always a formula. For
I believe if Adam were participating in the Olympics, he'd probably win it about every other year.
I don't think so. I'd probably be really good, so I couldn't get it.
That's
if you
true.
Were cocky about it, though, you
maybe
could,
we need
you could
some Winter Olympics.
Winter Ooh. Olympics. We'll talk about that.
There you go.
What's the award called again?
It's the Mark London Sportsmanship yeah. Award.
But Mark
because,
Lennon.
No, London. Mark London was Mark's stage name. Okay.
What was? Oh, we probably don't need to go into what his real name is.
No.
Mark
no.
London, huh?
London. Yes. So it's very
Mark Manchester.
This is like back when we were 18.
Liverpool. But, yeah, so that, there's kind of a rub on that trophy. Now, now that Mark is back in the fold and the likelihood of being up north with us for the entire week, the issue is, can we have the Mark London trophy anymore? Because, you know, we don't want to hurt his feelings because he's fairly fragile and a baby.
No, he doesn't give a rip.
And side question, does he automatically win the trophy?
Yeah, do we just give it to him?
No, he should be giving it out. It's his award.
So he's going to be picking.
So much like a scholarship fund.
Yeah.
You could put donate money every year.
Mark Lennon Scholarship Fund. Just start that one up.
Very nice.
Anyway.
So the Al Olympics, Al, please quickly explain the format to everyone for the people that didn't hear you talk about it on the Nerd Degree.
Five board games, 5 days, grand total standings, yada, yada. You play games. You win the games. You get points.
And what are the five games?
Five games? What are they?
Sequence, Racco, Connect Four, Sari, Yahtzee.
Okay.
Any game that people don't like in the Olympics? And they
Connect Four.
Have you ever considered adding Hungry Hungry Hippos?
No.
I would rather play that than Connect Four.
Connect Four, people don't appreciate the skill involved.
It's one of the few games. One of the few games that is only a skill game.
And 1 year I did beat Al.
Yeah.
And Shane is disappointed about his play this year.
I was disappointed because I played Al 3 times in Connect Four and he beat me every time. And then he had the nutsack to give me tips on how
training.
I could have beat him after.
He played with his nutsack? What?
Yeah.
Have you considered changing or updating the games at any point in time?
We are actually going to eliminate 2 games next year. It's going to be a 3-day
shorter format.
Yeah.
Do you ever bring any exhibition games in just for, you know?
Demonstrations game?
Like that.
Yes. We were going to do it this year, but unfortunately, my trip was shortened by 1 day, or else we would maybe.
For people who can't see, Al actually looked at his watch when he said, "My trip was."
He's trying to leave. What is the the logic behind the decision to short it to 3 days?
I think it gives us more freedom to actually, you know, vacation instead of play board games the whole time up there,
and it gives me more time to strategize.
And yeah,
will it be spaced out? Will it be like every other day
yeah, format?
Like that. I see.
And the results this year were somewhat interesting because Al, you know, being the creator and
founder
of the Al Olympics, did not place in the top three.
Wow.
Is that the first time?
I was the grand champion the first and third year and tied for third place the second year.
My
play was down this year. I was afraid of getting caught with high levels of testosterone.
But that was going to be my next question. Were there any doping scandals?
Well, we do have drug testing. After you win an event, we test you to see if you actually had alcohol that day.
Yeah. And if you don't, you lose?
Yes.
Okay.
So
well, I think that Al threw the competition.
He gave it up on purpose.
Because he doesn't want everyone to think, well, it's his Olympics and he wins every year.
If I win all the time,
it is named after him.
Who's going to want to play if I win all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I think it was thrown.
It was. Jared, do we have any sort of drum roll or anything like that? Because I want to tell everybody how I did this year. This year in the Olympics, Shane Palmersheim, best performance ever, placed number 2.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you. I wasn't sure. Yeah.
You got to stand in the second step.
Last year, Shane was number 3 for the Mark London.
Yeah, it was out of the run. Out of the run. We're not going to get into the politics of that. But
Shane
was
very crabby last
year.
Who won the Mark London Award this year? Someone we don't know?
Well, it's not one of us.
Yeah, it is a cousin. Okay. And the reason why he won it was because I think in 3 separate games he could have won the game, but because he wasn't paying attention, he ended up losing. And not only did he lose, he lost so bad that he didn't get any points, which is really hard to do. And one game where we were playing Sorry, he had the ability to. I don't know if you guys know the rules of Sorry, but you have 3 pieces and you have to get them all the way around the board and
four
pieces into your home base. Now he had the ability of either getting one of his guys, his very last guy, one space away from home, which is pretty much if you get that, you're going to win. Mm-hmm. Or you could do something like switch places with a player. He decided to switch places with me completely vindictively. And he thought, well, I got to do what I got to do. So instead of having one card draw away, he was, you know, probably 50 card draws away. And here's the glory of it. Not only did I still win, he came in last place on the board.
Do we have a D&D analogy for the listeners so they understand what this is about? Yeah. Or
right. Well, he was wielding his rock axe.
No, his saving throw was only a 1, while yours came in at +5. You had a +5 saving throw to begin with, so it was clear you were going to win that one.
Yeah.
That's a win-win for you.
Yeah, it was, and it worked out. And that actually got me the second place. And, you know, we're so hardcore about the Olympics that, you know, after every game, we take pictures of the three top finishers standing on the stairs, like they're on the medal stands, and they're holding the game above their head or something like that.
Is there a playing of anthems?
There isn't, but next year I'm going to ask Mark London to hum something because he's such a fantastic musician.
I think everyone should come prepared with their own anthem, and then the winner's anthem gets played.
Very nice. Al, can you make that happen?
We'll work on it.
All right, cool. So, to change subjects off the Olympics, something came out of this, and it was, you know, my grand idea. I'm going to go up there and get tons of interviews and get tons of footage.
Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead, Adam.
Do you guys play Texas Hold'em at all?
No poker up there, which is kind of surprising, because you'd think that maybe that would be...
All the world plays poker at this point.
Yep.
Maybe we get some of the younger kids up there next year, and we'll take all their money. But
all their pizza delivery money.
Exactly. But, you know, I was thinking we're going to get a lot of great interviews out of the Olympics, and much like this last segment, I realized that probably would bomb because there's no context for it. So I just tried to get interviews with people for what I could, maybe some stuff that we could use later in the show. And I was lucky enough to talk to a couple of cousins. I guess they would be Carrie's cousins, like second cousins. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, whatever.
We know they're not my cousins.
Yep. They're not related to anybody here except Carrie through blood. And... Max and Teddy, they're twins. I think they're 16 years old.
No,
and
they're not. No, they're like 14. 14.
Are they 14? No, I thought they drove.
No, they're going into ninth grade.
Okay, yeah. So they're going into ninth grade. You know, they have you would think they have a really good grasp of, you know, historical events and, you know, just general trivia that's probably something that the average school kid would know. It's the things that we probably would forget growing up. And these twins, I convinced them to sit down with me, and I talked to one of them about, give them a list of trivia. I'm not sure if it was Max. I'm not sure if it's Teddy. So what are we calling him? Teddy Max sat down and talked with me. And we're going to have a little quiz here. The only two people that haven't heard the results will be Adam and Carrie. I think Carrie might have a little bit of an advantage because she knows the boys. Adam doesn't.
I don't know them that well.
But you have met them in real life. Yes. Adam has not.
You're aware of their existence.
I am.
But what we're going to do, I think we have 10 questions, and we also have a sample question for these guys.
They're actually in my guild.
Wow.
They're in his tribe. We're going to play the sample question so you can get an idea of where Teddy Max is on his trivia, and then we're going to have a competition to see who can win in our trivia contest, Carrie or Adam. So, Jared, would you be a sweetheart and play the first litmus test question?
Not unless you rephrase your request, because I'm not a sweetheart.
Could you be a sugar tits and please play... That first question.
Well, since you do it that way, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Max, Napoleon is from what country?
Is it Dynamite? Is it Napoleon Dynamite?
Napoleon is Napoleon Bonaparte.
Okay, so...
Wait, why do they have deeper voices than you?
These guys are massive. And
they are.
And are you keeping score?
They play football.
No, we're not keeping score.
No, I know.
But they're really big guys. They're nice guys. I'm not going to be too mean to them because if they hear it, they're probably going to kill me.
Oh, well, they're really nice.
And as Al likes to point out to them at every turn, they look a lot like Uncle Cracker. So, with a K, as Adam pointed out. Uncle Cracker with
a
K.
In case you can hear that pronunciation.
Yes. So, do we have the answer on that?
Wasn't that the answer?
I don't know. I think there might be something after that. So, do you guys...
Never heard of him.
Okay, yeah. He says he's never heard of Napoleon Bonaparte 14 years
old. That's Shakopee school system right there.
So I'm going to write down, I'm going to be keeping score. Here we got Adam and Carrie. We're going to play the first question. We'll go around the room and see what you guys think. We'll play the answer. You give what you think the response will be.
So well, the responses
wait,
are
they giving the response or are they saying yes, he knows it or
yes,
no?
Yes, I'm
doesn't.
Sorry. You'll say yes, he knows it or no, he doesn't.
This sounds like a bad television show I used to watch.
What would that be?
Howard Stern?
Street Smarts?
Street Smarts. Oh. We're doing it better. Jared, question number one.
Spell corporate.
Okay. Adam, will they be able to spell the word corporate?
No.
No. Carrie?
No.
No way. Jared?
I failed spelling.
Just give it a try. I mean, you know what it starts with.
C? O? R? P? E? T?
Corporate. C-O-R-P-E-T.
Buzzer?
Ding! They got it right, Jared. Okay, so the score is 1-1 after question one. Let's play question two.
Square root of 144.
Okay, Carrie, we'll start with you. Did they get this right?
No. No
Adam,
way.
144, it's 12. I mean, it's not that hard.
I feel like I'm being mean. So I'm going to say yes.
Yes. Okay, Adam says yes. Carrie says no. Let's hear his response.
Six.
So
that's half of 12.
Yay.
So they were close.
Give Adam half a point.
I'm not giving half a point. Okay, so question number three.
Name five continents.
Five continents.
I say they're going to get it.
Carrie says for sure they're going to get it. I mean, these are...
It's not all of them. They could get five.
I mean, there's two they can miss. Adam.
No.
No. Adam says no. Carrie says yes. Let's see what Teddy Mac says.
North America, South America, Europe, Australia, Antarctica.
Bam. He hits it. This kid is awesome.
Another point for me.
That was question number three, and let's recap the score, shall we? Carrie, with a dominating lead, 3-2, Adam's piddly one. That's what happens when you're mean to your co-host.
Adam's piddly one.
piddly one.
Yes. Let's hear question number four from Teddy Max.
Wait, hold on. How many are there total? 10?
I believe there are 10 questions.
Okay. Question four.
Name the second president of the United States of America.
Adam, no. Second president. Adam says no way. Yes. Carrie says yes.
John Adams.
Oh, yeah! Adam.
Wow.
Adam, you're plummeting.
Adam, not doing very well.
He couldn't spell Corbett.
Corpeat.
Corpeat.
No, it's Crippet.
Teddy Max, that's Adam making fun of you, so you can come and just kill him later. Question number...
Comments to scopeshow.com.
Yes. Question number five.
State capital of California.
State capital, everyone knows, is Sacramento. Carrie,
no.
Will they get it? No way.
No.
Adam?
I have to start... having different answers than Carrie to catch
up. I think
they
have to take turns
yes.
Who has to guess first.
Yeah, I think
all right,
so.
Fine. Next time you guess first.
Okay.
You're a terrible host.
I'm going with yes.
Yes. Okay, Carrie says no. Adam says yes. Roll it.
Los Angeles.
Well, that's a good guess. Come on.
Okay, so...
is there any hope for comeback at this point?
I don't know who we're
going to
keep
John Adams,
going.
But he didn't know
right,
Sacramento,
know
California.
That?
Okay, question number six.
Who invented the telephone?
Adam started up. Will he get this?
No.
No way. Carrie?
Going to play it safe or try to seal the deal?
Well, do whatever you want to do.
I want it. I'm going to say no.
No. Okay. No, so they will both say he will not know the inventor of the telephone.
Alexander Graham Bell.
They're both out.
He knows his people. He doesn't know his places.
I guess. Yeah, he does know people. He just can't spell it.
No, he got the continents. Clearly, he knows some places.
Okay, so we are question number seven. At this point, Adam,
guess first.
Yeah.
You're pretty much out, but we're just going to play along and just do your very best.
You're playing for pride.
And I'll let
point.
Adam answer the question first every
Fine.
Time since he's got such a commanding lead. Go ahead.
What country contains the Panama Canal?
Okay, so I've given him the answer. Will he get it correct? Adam. He does know geography.
He knew the
continents. He's proved it.
The continents.
He knows his continents.
Yeah, but maybe he'll think it's a trick question.
We haven't had a tweener between capitals and continents.
This is the bridging question.
Yes.
Adam says yes. Carrie?
No.
No way. Let's play it.
South America.
South America. That's a great continent.
He tricked him by doing the continent one first.
It's not even the right continent, though. It's very close, but not quite.
Okay.
Well, did you ask for a country and he gave you a continent?
Yes. Yeah, the kid's
See, how did he name the continents if he doesn't even know what...
Shane, isn't there...
Wow.
80s questions?
Yeah, well, let's finish the game here, hon. Okay, next question.
Talk to me like that.
Next question.
Which famous woman created the United States of America's flag?
Adam. That would be Betsy Ross, I believe.
Yes.
Will he get this correct?
He's been good on inventor questions
knows,
so far.
I'll go with yes.
Yes, Adam
I'm
says
say
yes.
No.
And
John Adams, big inventor.
Carrie says no. Let's hear what Teddy Max has to say.
Amelia Earhart.
I like that.
Amelia Earhart.
That's great.
Wasn't
That's
she married to Sylvester Stallone?
Okay, so another question. I think there's one or two left. I'm not sure.
I don't even know.
Okay, just let's roll it.
Which president had George Bush as his vice president?
Adam, I mean, this is fairly, you know, within the last 25 years or so.
Yes.
Will he get this?
I'm going to guess.
Adam, very confident with his yes.
Come on, Teddy Max.
I'm going to say yes because I like George Bush.
Okay, let's hear it.
Clinton?
I guess not that much.
Oh.
Wow.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
Crossing party lines.
To recap, after nine questions, we've got Carrie with, there's so many check marks here for correct answers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to Adam's 1.
What do I get?
You'll find out later tonight,
home.
Baby. Okay, next question.
Finish this. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the...
No.
Adam says no.
No.
Carrie
way.
Says no.
No Hit across it. The board?
Yep.
Trees.
Oh, Teddy Max. If you do the strong A in trees, it comes across. It rhymes.
Exactly. Right.
I think this is our last question. Question 11. I don't know.
It's not really a question.
It's not really a question, but I liked it, so let's roll it.
Spell scope.
Adam?
If he couldn't spell it, no.
No, Adam says no.
I'm
Carrie?
Gonna say yes.
Carrie says
you
yes.
You can sound that one out pretty well.
That's true. Were you holding the scope microphone in front
no,
of him?
No, he did. There was did no, not nothing that said it. Scope on it.
S-C-O-P-E.
Yeah!
There we go. Woo! So we got one correct, one wrong.
So inconsistent.
That's children.
Okay, so there were nine questions.
I call shenanigans on this, by the way. Carrie clearly had inside knowledge.
11 questions. Let's recap. After 11 questions and a fantastic game, Carrie has 9 correct, and Adam has 1. So congratulations, Carrie. You are the winner. You're very
excited.
Yeah,
I have
excited.
2, by the way.
Oh, yeah, he does have 2.
He has 2. Well,
I would like to point out the only 2 Carrie got wrong were the 2 that we both got wrong. So
yeah.
Something's not right about
sounds
this.
Like sour grapes to me.
I want that award now. Can I
don't have
that
award? Sour grape, so.
You need, see, Adam definitely Mark would Mark win the Mark London Award.
We don't have to have the Scope Mark London
I don't
Award
know,
where we give it out.
You're pretty good at board games, according to you. So.
According to so anyway, that was... There's my anyway, Jared. First
there you
of, first of the show, anyway. That is our how we spent our summer vacation recap with a fantastic quiz that totally made up for it. Al, you're raising your hand.
I'm just keeping track of anyways.
Oh.
Okay, thank you.
I thought you wanted something.
So, yeah.
He wants his feet rubbed, apparently.
There we go. Tune in next time when we talk about how I spent my fall vacation. I don't know. I don't know.
We don't get fall vacation.
We don't.
They're glad your summer vacation is once a year.
Yeah.
Yep. I can't wait to do this next year.
My mom's coming next weekend, so I can do a recap about what I did when my mom was in town.
I'd love sweet. To have her on the show if you would like that.
No, next weekend as in... We'll, 7 days from now.
Okay, we'll record a special show. We'll go to your place.
We will.
Yeah, I'll
we
talk will. To Adam's mom. Okay. I got a few questions for her.
Oh boy, I'm gonna close this love fest
can
down.
Can we do the same quiz with her?
Yeah, I would love to okay. do that. Your mom will probably get them all right and then curse me.
Corporate K R something T.
E-T.
E-T.
Thanks, mom.
I think it's time for a break. Please get us out of this, Jared, and we'll be back shortly.
This is the Oprah Winfrey Celebrity Shoutout of the Day.
Please welcome Oscar legend Diane Keaton.
That was the Oprah Winfrey Celebrity Shoutout of the Day. You go, girl. It's time to bust a move with Scope Sounds, the Scope Song of the Week. Drop that beat, homie.
Well, after playing the game Dead Rising this weekend, I thought this song was appropriate. This is Jonathan Colton with Regarding Your Brains, right here on the Scope.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. Really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I don't wanna nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Compromise. back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we want to do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
We now join the scope already in progress.
Under the scope.
Yes, indeed, this is the 10th edition of Under the Scope, the part of the show when we give you the latest news, a few reviews here and there, as well as cover what's coming soon, things that will interest you, and you'll love it. So let's kick it off, as we always do, with the news. Adam, please enlighten us. What is happening in our world today?
Well, I don't know about today, but in the past week. I have three stories about that.
Yeah. Hit it.
There was a poll by the Washington Post that found that 30% of Americans don't know what year September 11th, the terrorist attacks on September 11th happened.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Man. This is fresh. This is a very fresh story.
Is there any sort of... quiet now. Is there any sort of information on the polling group?
There
is it children? Is it adults? Is it
older people,
senior
perhaps?
Citizens who maybe have forgotten?
All spermatozoa. So
wow.
That would explain.
It's all Alzheimer's patients.
All foreigners.
So while the country is preparing to commemorate the 5th anniversary of the attack. By the way, it was 2001, in case anyone listening wasn't sure.
Thank you for reminding me.
Not confused anymore.
Yeah. Preparing to commemorate the 5th anniversary of the attacks that claimed nearly 3,000 lives and shocked the world, 95% of Americans questioned in the poll were able to remember the month and day of the attacks. So there's still 5% that don't
know
anything.
Amazing.
In what month and on what day did the September 11th attack occur?
Yes.
Would Teddy Max know the answer?
Probably not. He didn't know where the Panama Canal was.
We call him up now.
He would know the flight number, though. Of the
probably.
He would.
Very
odd that Teddy Max.
Yeah.
Yes. So it is important to know, like you had mentioned, Jared, that the memory black hole is essentially a problem of age. 48% of those who did not know what year it happened were between the ages of 55 and 64, while 47% were older than 65.
Interesting.
Sweet.
So they're just forgetting.
They just don't know, and they
well,
just
they
don't
block
care.
It out.
As long as there are Golden Girls reruns on, who cares, right?
Oh yeah.
Right. World Trade Center, by the way, getting good reviews.
Huh.
It's a story of hope, Adam.
I guess
the world needs heroes. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Got Nicolas Cage with a mustache. That's enough to say right there.
Sexy and hot.
Woo!
Story two.
So related to September 11th in some way, Cynthia McKinney. You guys might remember her. She's the representative from Georgia. Who she's been lampooned on The Daily Show a couple years ago. She claims that George W. Bush is responsible for the attacks, and not like responsible, like, you know, indirectly, but directly responsible for the September 11th, 2001 attacks.
He plotted.
Right.
Wow.
A giant government scheme.
Right. So the big story coming out from last week in terms of congressional primaries, of course, was that Joseph Lieberman lost his primary to Ned Lamont.
Which you're very happy about.
I'm very happy about that. But this one is...
At least
they'll
avoid going on the Colbert Report.
probably, even though he has that wonderful chair and Cocoa Puffs.
And Cocoa Puffs waiting.
Cynthia McKinney also lost her primary. So this time, of course, she's blaming the Jews.
Yeah.
Right. And Lieberman, is you blaming
your
Lieberman?
Peeps?
Right.
Your peeps.
Your tribe.
Can you confirm or deny that, Adam?
I myself was not responsible for it.
Do you speak for all Jews?
Yeah. I do. Why not?
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, someone in her camp said, supposedly said, I guess, quote, "You want to know what led the lost? Israel, the Zionists. You put on your yarmulke and celebrate."
Your yarmulke.
Yeah. Yarmulke. Sorry.
Yarmulke.
worst Jew ever.
I got to sample that one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so one of the members of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, went on to talk about how she, Cynthia McKinney, is kind of bringing back the new Black Panther Party in the South and just kind of driving up lots of racial divides. One of the funniest parts of the story, though, is that one of her bodyguards, Steve Muhammad, who earlier in, I think, July, got into some sort of fight with a cameraman for one of the local TV news TV affiliates there.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently was a, is a grandmaster Kenpo style in grandmaster. He is a grandmaster in Kenpo style karate.
Great
and was
story.
In Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon.
Oh yeah. Wow. Yes. So he's like what? 74.
He looks pretty old. Yes.
And wow. Wield that walker with frightening skill and agility.
Yes. So there you go. Cynthia McKinney. Yeah. She's hilarious.
Sure. So for all those people out there that listen to the show and say, guys, you do too many political stories.
Right.
Can you give me something that applies to my nerd kingdom? Adam, can you give
I
us
can,
something?
I can tell you about how the sequel to Batman Begins.
That person was Carrie who said that
now,
to me, by the way.
The nerd kingdom. Has an official title and some new cast members have been confirmed.
Oh, really?
Tell us.
I will. All right.
Let
Heath
me know.
Ledger has been signed on to play the Joker.
Round table. Al, Heath Ledger, good Joker, bad Joker?
I don't know. I don't know.
I call this
it's
instant roundtable.
I will tell you your answer, and the answer is yes. It's a
yes.
good choice.
He's a good Joker?
I think so.
Carrie?
He's a good actor, so he could pull it off.
Right.
Jared?
I haven't seen him do much more than kind of standard male leading roles, so I guess he could do it. I really don't know.
Okay.
He pulled off Brokeback Mountain. So.
Will the Joker take it or give it in the rear in this
right.
movie,
just
Adam?
Just think of all the great Brokeback yeah. jokes. We'll
I think he'll give
this.
It.
Yeah. The Joker.
Brokeback Joker.
Jokeback Mountain.
Jokeback
yes,
Mountain.
There
you
go. I wish I could quit you, Batman. some other speculation started.
Jack Nasty.
Philip Seymour Hoffman has been reportedly offered the role of the Penguin, though they don't think he'll be able to accept it due to scheduling conflicts.
Well, Penguin's
you're a really ugly
little...
actor. Would you take the role of possibly the ugliest villain of all time? Because I think you'd be perfect for
Isn't
it.
The
you're
Penguin's supposed to be
fat
short?
And bloated.
He's supposed to be, the Penguin's supposed to be like a shorter guy, though,
yeah.
which I understand why they went with Danny DeVito, but mm-hmm. I thought that was a terrible character.
Yes.
There we go.
Everything about the first four were terrible.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Or you just made a fan with Earl.
Yeah. Except the West.
There's the olive branch right
Great.
There.
Yep.
A disdain for Tim Duncan.
I like the first two.
If
now.
Only you could pass
oh.
that branch to Carrie.
What Ryan else? Phillippe is said to be possibly in line to play Harvey Dent, who...
He's still acting?
Yes.
Oh.
Who later becomes Two-Face, if you follow the usual timeline. He was in... what was he in? He was
Recently,
in Crash.
Yeah.
He was in Crash.
He was in Crash. Oh. He was at the Oscars.
I didn't see it.
The title
I didn't see it doesn't exist.
The title of the sequel will be called The Dark Knight. No one's exactly sure what books they'll base it on, but people think it
is it
will
Batman
be,
probably
the Dark
be
yeah,
or,
is yeah. Batman in the title or is it
no right now it's just
Dark
called
Knight.
The Dark Knight
oh.
Which
I'm sure will change because
Batman,
you can't market
Dark
it
Knight, yeah. I know. And so of course there's the Frank Miller graphic mm-hmm. novel just called, you know, The Dark Batman The Dark Knight, so maybe it'll be based on that. Yet to be seen.
So
the Dark
tuned.
Knight Returns, so maybe this is a...
Like, the Killing Joke would be my choice, if it could be any possible one. But then you need to introduce Robin, I think.
And I would say wait by your phone, and hopefully they'll call and ask you for your opinion.
Or maybe even cast him as Robin.
So Christian Bale...
Adam giving me the off-mic finger.
Maybe Earl could be the Penguin.
Maybe
Jake
Gyllenhaal... will they cast Jake Gyllenhaal as Robin?
I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's Gyllenhaal.
Whatever.
Christian Bale is still going to be playing Batman slash Bruce Wayne. He
best.
Is by far my favorite.
And
I mean, well, Adam West, obviously.
He'll be naked in this movie as
that
well.
That would be Excellent. The best. I would see it.
Have you ever
time.
Seen The Machinist?
No.
Oh. You should see that if you're
He's
a Christian
creepy
Bale
looking
fan.
In there.
He
though.
Weighs like 80 pounds.
Yeah.
In it.
Wow.
He looks like Mark.
Mark London?
Mark
Famous
London.
Mark London?
Guys, let's knock it off. That's not funny anymore. Stop it.
Chris Nolan. Right. Chris Nolan is still set up to direct. Jonathan Nolan is still set to write the screenplay. And Chris Nolan and David Goyer are still writing the story that his brother will base the screenplay off of.
Well, fantastic.
So I'm excited about that movie.
Well, thanks for that great news story, Adam.
You're very welcome, Shane.
Let's close up the news bag.
Closing it up.
And let's open up the review bag. This week we've got two reviews. One movie, one hot new CD. But before we get into this, let me recap how we do our scoring here. We call it the Scope Score, and it's a scale ranging between 0 stars and 4 stars. 0 being utter crap, 4 being the best you're ever going to see. We don't have too many of those, but maybe someday we will.
I hope.
So let's review our first item, which it is Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Bobby Ricky, or Ricky Bobby, depending upon who you are, starring Will Ferrell, number one movie last week. Adam, take it away.
All right. The Ballad of Ricky Bobby is best summarized by the pitch director and co-writer Adam McKay, also one of the founding members of the Upright Citizens Brigade, supposedly used when presenting the movie to the studios. Quote, 6 words, Will Ferrell as a NASCAR driver. That's it. No, not yet.
Okay. Don't point at me. No, yeah. Okay. Give me false signals. I'll fire this thing up before you know it.
The story follows Ricky Bobby, who's played by Will Ferrell, as he becomes a national hero because of his win-at-all-costs approach to NASCAR driving, usually meaning he either wins the race easily or destroys his car completely. He and his loyal racing partner, childhood friend Cal Naughton Jr., played by John C. Reilly, are the fearless
great penguin.
Yes.
Another ugly.
He's got a gigantic nose. Like an Elmer Fudd
style.
He loves
fish.
Yes. Probably what? Oh, right. let's see. What? Are
we've got him completely
derailed.
Haven't
got the first clip yet.
They're the fearless duo known as Shake and Bake by their fans for their ability to finish so many races in the number one and two positions.
And
with
tasty
Cal,
chicken.
Yep. And Chakotay pork chops.
Cal always finishing in second. After years of success, Ricky gets married to Carly. The two meet when she flashes him from the crowd after he wins a race. And the two have 2 sons, Walker and Texas Ranger.
These kids are my grandchildren, and you are raising them wrong.
Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Yeah. Turn up the heat.
Go on and get some, boys.
Come on.
I'm going to scissor kick you in the back of the head.
Chip, you brought this on, man.
You going to let your sons talk to their grandfather like that? I'm their elder.
I sure as hell am, Chip. I love the way they're talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're winners. Winners get to do what they want. Only thing you ever done with your life is make a hot daughter. That's it.
If we wanted us some wussies, we would have named them Dr. Quinn and Medicine Woman, okay?
There you go. Problems start to form for Ricky when Formula One race car driver John Girard, played by Ali G's Sacha Baron Cohen, comes to America to race in NASCAR.
I give you one option, Monsieur Bobby. As a sign of humility, if you kiss me on the lips now, I will return to Paris and you will never see me again in NASCAR.
Answer is never. Do you hear me? Never, ever.
Well, yes or no?
No,
I like that guy in Gilmore Girls, by the way, Perry. I like that guy, French guy. Same guy from Gilmore Girls.
Exactly. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, jeez.
What is he talking about?
I'll talk to you off.
Eventually,
off
Ricky loses his wife, best friend, and the title of number one racer. Can Ricky recover from all of this and a not really paralyzing crash to climb back to the top?
Who knows?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I mean, only I saw it, so.
Yeah, Adam saw this by himself.
Time for you to shine.
I saw it,
but Al has no impact on the rating. But Adam and Al are going to talk about it, so go ahead.
I'll go first.
As a scope,
I'm very
said,
up
right.
and down on it. It was a very kind of conventional summer comedy where there's no real plot. It wasn't. If I was going to compare it to something, it would have to be Anchorman, and it wasn't as funny as Anchorman. There was no Paul Rudd, which makes me cry. But I like Days of Thunder to begin with, so I can already like racing movies. Apparently, Steve Carell was supposed to play some role, but couldn't due to some scheduling
or
conflict.
The Frenchie,
but the kids were probably the funniest part for me. I mean, that clip was really good, and so
there you go.
Well, Al, what do you think of the movie?
I absolutely enjoyed the movie, except for kind of the
kids, the part that Adam liked best.
No, that was probably the best part of the movie, but it got a little mushy, and I thought the Amy Adams character story was very unnecessary. It was like, I don't know. It was funny, and then it had to get to the traditional mushy ending. But I would say this was the first Will Ferrell movie where I actually really liked it in the theater. Shane, I believe we saw Anchorman together in the theater, and we kind of left confused. But
held
the
hands.
More and more I watched Anchorman, the more I really started liking the jokes. But this one seemed to have a little more consistency on the jokes. It wasn't just choppy like I would say his first few movies were.
Yeah, I thought the pacing was weird, and I think it was the romantic relationship that just forms kind of in the last third of the movie all of a sudden, and just it's kind of weird. There's a lot of scenes that just kind of they go weird ways, and I think there were a lot of clips that were just, or a lot of scenes that were shortened. So I'm thinking the DVD might be a lot funnier because first it's a PG-13 movie. So I'm thinking maybe there's a decent amount of stuff that was cut. Maybe that
edgy.
Was bordering on an R.
I'm sure there was probably more like the Molly Shannon scenes that were probably a little lengthier that they probably had to cut and probably were really funny. But
there's a lot of it because there was a lot of improvisation going on, so they just kind
of
assembled.
Yeah, supposedly there was a lot of that too. So
your sources are saying there were improv.
Right. Well, I mean,
there was no script. They showed up and.
Yeah. Right. So to recap, Al loved the movie. Adam
mixed. I gave it a 2.5 stars.
Well, let's get the score.
2.5 stars.
Oh my gosh.
Adam acting like he's never participated in the formatting of this show ever.
I forget how these things
Ten episodes in.
Ten episodes in.
He'll get the hang of it.
We're finally
25.
Getting it straightened out. Well, now let's have a review that everyone can participate. Everyone in this room has listened to the latest album by the hot new band, Hello Goodbye. Adam?
I think it's their first full-length album.
I'm not sure if it's full, but you go ahead.
First full-length.
Yes.
Thank you.
They had an EP that was making the rounds a couple years ago.
We defer to Al.
Had a picture. Yeah. Music expert Al says yes.
Okay. Our next review this week is for Zombies, Aliens, Vampires, Dinosaurs, all with exclamation marks. The second LP, well, we already know that's wrong.
Yeah.
Way to go, Shane. From the California power pop emo band, Hello Goodbye.
Way to edit on the fly, Adam.
Thanks. The first single from the album, Here in Your Arms, mixes both an 80s synth vibe and a more traditional dance sound.
My lips can touch here.
Cher's going to be so mad.
Yeah. Well, way to take my whole review focus right out of underneath me.
I have it written on mine, so I didn't steal anything. Hello Goodbye, named from a quote.
It's true.
All right. I kind of like him now. Named from a quote from a Saved by the Bell sketch. Oh, no. Saved by the Bell screech. I can't read today. I'm drunk, too. Wanted their latest CD to have a completely different sound from song to song. Lead singer Forrest
Klein. I
guess
that explains it.
Yeah.
Said of... the album, which I'm not going to keep on saying the whole title of. Every song is an entirely different production. That was the goal. Each song was approached individually. Notice the stylistic shift on the sugary sweet ballad, Oh, It Is Love.
It is love from the first time I pressed my hand into yours, thinking, oh, is it love?
You can catch Hello Goodbye touring the country with the Warped Tour, as well as on MTV's Real World.
Adam?
Yes.
Take it away. What'd you think? Make it snappy, everybody.
I find it interesting that you found that quote, because the quote I found about every song being different is from Forrest Klein saying that the songs are about, quote, about my girlfriend, or someone who did or didn't used to be my girlfriend. So they're all clearly love songs.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was, really overproduced, but overproduced on the opposite end of, the Strokes kind of overproduced spectrum, where it was, this, Strokes is, it's kind of grainy.
Yeah.
Where this is not.
Slick.
Right. It reminded me of Rooney, but even more trite, which is surprising. Wow. I didn't know that was possible.
wow.
I already said it sounds like a Cher song. And... four of them sound like bad Jamiroquai songs. Jamiroquai.
Mm-hmm. Jamiroquai.
Yeah, sure. And my favorite quote from the entire band is from the keyboardist, Jesse Kervnick something. He says about the band, we want to make albums and tour as long as we can and then get married to our girlfriends and then have puppies and kids and live happily ever after.
Their girlfriends having puppies.
Yes.
Wow.
Carrie, you listen to this album. You have a more broader musical taste than many of us here. What did you think of this?
I thought it was boring.
Boring.
Yes.
Did you not say to me it sounded like two different bands?
I thought it was some mixed CD at first.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was boring to me.
Nothing grabbed you.
And I think that the guys in the band are boring too, because I saw them on The Real World.
And they sucked.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I didn't like them. Okay. I thought they were boring.
Didn't like it. Jared, what about you?
When I first listened to it, I just kind of scanned briefly through each song and hated it. Absolutely hated it. I listened to it yesterday mowing the lawn through the whole thing, and it really feels, as we've said already, two different bands. And I guess the quote that each song was approached individually makes explains what happened, but it doesn't mean I like it.
Yeah, it doesn't make it a great album doing that.
It feels like the first half, they're an electronic band with rock elements, and the second half of the album, feels like a rock band with some electronic elements, and then they kind of switched back at the end, and sometimes they bring in these folksy elements, and it just... Overall, I didn't like it. A lot of the songs just didn't feel like they went anywhere.
Didn't work for you, man. No. And Al, musical expert and all-around nice guy, your opinion?
As a whole album, I hated it. As an album, individual songs, I guess some were better than the others. It was like listening to two songs by Aqua.
Yeah, exactly.
Three
yeah.
songs by thing. Panic at the Disco. Yep. Two songs by the Monkees, then, in a good way. Mm-hmm. And then a couple Panic at the Disco, back to Aqua, yep. and then back to... another emo band.
Al nailed it perfectly. That's why he's the music expert.
But I don't know. Lyrically, it was terrible. And for me, lyrics, if a bad lyrical song can make me hate it more than good lyrics can make me like a song. And it was very middle schoolish.
Well, for the only opinion that counts, I will chime in right now. I agree with everyone in this room. I think that it was a fairly pedestrian and lackadaisical album. The thing that I talked to Adam about this last week, I said, you know, I don't know if this band is trying to be, you know, super creative or if they're kind of chasing current trends out there. You know, I mean, are they doing something new? Are they doing something original?
Well, they combine two of the production techniques that I am so tired of, and that's the auto-tune vocals to give you that Cher effect.
Yep.
And then the juxtaposition of full sound and or hi-fi and lo-fi. And I just think those are way overused.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, trying to pass themselves off as some sort of alternative pop band, it just doesn't work, because when you do sound like Aqua at the end of the day, that's what you're going to be compared to.
You sound like Aqua.
To me, it seems like an emo version of Kid Bops.
Yeah, something like that. Do listen to Kid Bops in our house.
I just say pick something and go with pick one of the styles and go with it for an album. It was like if they could even have a greatest hits album, because none of the songs are good, but that's what you'd get if you're listening to a band's greatest hits album. Yeah.
Right,
exactly.
Except that spans a decade of their career.
I should
career
say
or
best
something.
Of album.
Exactly. And I want to point out that last song, Is It Love?
Yeah.
It reminded me of the song that Adam Sandler penned for The Wedding Singer, that love song. That's what I was thinking of. Like Billy Idol should be singing this song in an airplane.
I thought it was a Monkees cover at first.
Well,
very simplistic lyrics.
Yeah, not giving you a lot. So you've heard our talk. Let's check out the score.
The Scope score is... 1.75 star.
By the way, if you look at the reviews on like iTunes and Amazon, phenomenal reviews.
Yeah, of course. It's all their fans, stars. Too. Yeah. So any mainstream press reviews, I couldn't find any. So
Metacritic had... No, you're right.
It's not on Metacritic. So.
Yeah. So are they better as an electronic band or better as a rock band, given the songs that are on this album? What would you go with?
I like the rock songs better, but they probably go further... as a top 40 electronic band. Like that would actually be better music on top 40 than it would be. The other stuff would be on rock.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
I think that debate will rage to the ages. So let's close the review bag and open up the coming soon bag. Adam, do your best to zip.
Why is everything in the bag? What's the deal with that?
Maybe I'll try to actually read.
We'll be opening the tea bag later.
Hey now.
You did these backwards. I mean, that's just...
Did I?
8th, 15th?
No, actually, I didn't change that date. So these are new. So 15th and then whatever's after that.
22. What's going on, people?
Sorry, little technical difficulties.
It's okay.
Adam, hit it.
Coming soon. New music for August 15th. That'd be this Tuesday. Woo! Christina Aguilera has a new album, Back to Basics.
One of the best singles of the
awesome
summer.
Song.
I have not heard it yet.
It's I think it's
awesome
fantastic.
Song.
I don't like her at all. I would say check it out because it's really interesting.
Download the single.
Jared, do you agree with me?
I have not heard it. Maybe I have heard it. Yeah. I just don't know it.
I will.
How
did
you not hear it? They play it everywhere.
Where? I don't listen to the radio. When I do listen to the radio, I'm listening to The Fan.
Oh, fine.
It's hard for me to hear new music.
Let's fight.
No, that's true.
Also, people listen to The Current and they don't play it there.
Pete Yorn has a new album called Nightcrawler, based entirely on the X-Men Nightcrawler.
Really?
No.
I thought it was Worms.
August 22nd, next Tuesday, Paris Hilton has a new album, just called Paris.
New album?
An album, whatever.
Okay. So they haven't had... I thought her album was out already, but I obviously missed
her. Her first single is kind of a guilty pleasure,
by the way.
It's
a very good song.
I don't care what anybody says.
I hate it.
By the way, my Yahoo Music, which I listened to at work, suggested it for me the other week.
Mm-hmm.
And I set it to never play again.
Did it suggest panties and a bottle of nail polish as well?
It doesn't suggest things like that. It only music, Shane.
Okay.
Wow. The Mars Volta have a new album.
Could be interesting. I like their last
Outcast, Star Sailor, The Zootons, and Keyless.
The Zutons. I didn't know
Keyless,
that.
Keyless. So I'm excited.
I was just listening to the Zutons yesterday.
The new Milkshake song.
That's Khalees.
Khalees.
Whatever.
Keyless. I'm like, ooh, did I write that?
Tupac Shakur.
That Outkast one, that's the soundtrack to the movie that's coming out.
Idlewild.
Idlewild. Yeah.
And rumored to be their last album together, maybe?
Yeah. Getting great reviews in the new Rolling Stone.
Wow.
Next.
New films, or we'll call them movies, because it's during the summer.
Motion pictures.
August 18th, Snakes on a Plane comes out. This week I had the pleasure of receiving a phone call from Samuel L. Jackson and then calling Shane and having Sam Jackson talk to him.
It was great.
Yes.
He cursed me out. He told me to see this movie.
And The Illusionist with Edward Norton, my top five actor guy.
Top five man you'd go gay for.
Man crush?
No, he'd be number one for that.
Nice.
Wow.
August
25th. Number two.
Idlewild. Outkast. Andre, this is the one you're talking about. Andre 3000 and Big Boy star in the Long in the Works musical set in a speakeasy in the 1930s. And also that week, Invincible, not based on the comic book.
No.
I was excited when I first heard about it. It's kind of, based... kind of more like Rudy, but with Mark Wahlberg.
I have a feeling Carrie and I will be seeing that movie.
I would like to see football
movies. Definitely, I like all sports movies.
I don't, but that's one I think I want to see, actually.
And new TV. Fox is doing their nice thing where they start a couple shows at the end of August. Prison Break and Vanished both start next Monday.
Or get ready for it.
Season passes are set.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Does Prison Break even take place in a prison this season?
I'm sure some of it will.
All right.
But most of it, I was reading, they're filming in
Texas.
Texas, right. So,
yep.
Instead of in
also
Illinois.
Also this week, New Laguna Beach.
New Laguna Beach.
Look at Carrie contributing to the coming soon.
Coming out on DVD, August 15th, The Simpsons Season 8. Is it another box that looks like a character?
There's two versions of it, but yes, you can get that. Maggie Simpson.
Scary Movie 4, RV.
Ooh.
And Surface Season 1. Did they Surface is coming back for Season
2?
No.
They put it Season 1.
In fact, they ended it early and had to rush and finish the story. And yeah. You can go back to the episode, whatever, we did the TV wrap-up, and you can hear me complain about it.
Okay. I'll go back to that one now.
No.
Following Tuesday, August 22nd, Poseidon comes out. Didn't see that.
No.
Just My Luck with Lindsay Lohan. Silent Hill. The Wizard. Finally. You know, I saw...
Is that with Fred Savage?
That is with Fred Savage playing with the Nintendo Power Glove,
right. It's a 90-minute commercial for Nintendo, which I didn't recognize when I saw it. My mom actually took me and my friends to see that for my birthday.
Wow.
When I was, I don't know, 9, 10?
She must hate herself.
And then we also... Then we snuck into with my mom to go see National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Very nice.
I think
nice.
It had just come out at the same time.
Your mom teaching you fantastic
nice.
Values.
I know. Nice we love morals.
It. Terrible person. Really?
That's awesome.
It's $5. Yeah. And Veronica Mars Season 2 also comes out, and I would suggest everyone watch that. Everyone buy that and actually watch it, Shane.
Okay,
I've been watching Season 1, and I am pissed off because I got Discs 4 and 5 in the mail from Netflix this weekend, and Disc 4 was cracked in half.
Oh.
So I couldn't even watch anything this weekend unless I went out of sequence.
Wow.
Sucks.
You're loving
I am like. I really am liking it. I won't say love it yet, but I am liking it.
You're courting it.
And I intend to watch it in this fall.
So all right.
There you go.
And that's all that's coming out in the next 2 weeks.
That's it. Thank you very much, Adam. Let's close up the coming soon bag and open up a different sort of bag.
A mailbag?
Under the scope.
Adam said it. It was a mailbag.
Mailbag.
Dip into it.
We've actually got some letters this time. I have a number of comments. I have a double shot from Sean. I have a message from Mike. And then I have another message from Kevin. We'll start in with Sean. He initially says, "Dear guys, I have to tell you that I wanted to slap that guy who kept fighting with Earl during the Superman Return review.
Thank you,
what
Bill.
What was he trying to do? Comedy is not a strong suit."
And
for the first time,
professional comedian Bill Young.
And for the first time, Earl sounded smart. Mark your calendars.
I disagree with Sean,
by the way.
There you go. Sean also chimes in with a message regarding show number 9, where we talked about movies that were coming soon. He says the Ant-Man movie in production is set to be a slightly lower budget film directed by Edgar Wright of Shaun of the Dead. It's going to be a comedic and action-packed Honey, I Shrunk the Kids-like film.
Wow.
Just so you know.
Can't wait.
So there you go. Challenging Sean for number
Harry
one
was
fan
yawning
status.
Excitement.
Hey, come on now. We're reading the letters.
Oh, sorry.
So this is from Mike, who's written us before. He says, "Hey guys, your number one fan here. I've been waiting next to my mailbox at home. I figured that I'd be getting a t-shirt in the mail for having my email read on the air. It's monsoon season, and it's been getting a little wet out here. Hoping it arrives soon. And I love the intro music to the World or Work Warcraft segment. You had a funny.
I was going to say, I could send him Carrie's the Scope baby doll t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm the only one who has a Scope t-shirt.
I think that'd be sexy and hot.
I think what we're getting at, Mike, is you're not getting a t-shirt.
My guildmate, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
You can make one yourself.
Soon to be a former guildmate, Mike. He's quitting too, I think.
Wow. Well, he's going to rip on you a little bit here. Oh, and I love the intro music for the World of Warcraft segment. Maybe next time Adam will be more prepared and have something interesting to say.
Nope.
Like, I'm
guess
quitting.
Not. I guess it's over. So, anyway, I'd like to issue a challenge. Mike has proclaimed himself number one fan. Sean has written us probably more than anyone else and could be de facto number one fan. So, if you guys are both up to it, I'd like to see you write to us in 150 words or less why you should be the number one fan of the Scope show.
I'd like to throw in that Nikki also has claimed to be our number one fan.
Well, then, Nikki, if you're listening, if you'd like to chime in time for show number 11 in 2 weeks, 150 words or less, why you should be the number one fan.
What will the winner get?
Something that has not yet been determined.
Okay. Mm-hmm. A free subscription to the show?
There you go.
We'll let you in.
You can't beat that. Okay, we'll close it up with a message from Kevin. Kevin says, I am a longtime listener and thinks that this is the best show yet. He's speaking of show number 9.
Yes.
I really enjoyed the interview segments and the pacing was perfect. It would have been, it would have had a small hit the post segment. It would have been perfect. Wow, if it's perfect, it's perfect, except we didn't have to hit the post. Keep
so
up the good work.
It was not perfect.
Anyway, those are the messages. If you have something you'd like to say, and maybe we haven't heard from you, and you think you're the number one fan, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com, or visit the website at thescopeshow.com and post something there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be magical. You can also vote for us at podcastalley.com, though most people choose not to.
Mm-hmm. They don't
and
even know
you can subscribe to us in the iTunes music store in the podcast section. It's free, and iTunes loves you.
And it's fun.
This week's Scope Sound was from Jonathan Colton. You can check him out at jonathancolton.com. That's C-O-U-L-T-O-N. Shane, back to you.
Thank you very much. I think this wraps up the historic and exciting show number 10. I have to thank our two special guests, my beautiful wife, who made the trek all the way across town to get here with me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to thank Al, but I'm not sure how much to thank him because he's slowly replacing me in his life because of other people. I want to thank Ask Tony. That's what I'm calling him now, Ask Tony. He was great, and I got a hunch there's going to be more Ask Tonys in our future. The guy is a fountain and a cornucopia of knowledge and excitement. Quickly, around the room, any appearances or things you'd like to plug? Jared.
I have no appearances and no plugs.
Adam.
Final game of the summer kickball season tomorrow at 7:30 at the Northeast Athletic Field in Northeast Minneapolis.
I think last time you announced it, about 50 or 60 Scope Show fans came out to support you.
Yes, wearing Scope Show shirts.
Homemade ones. We appreciate their craftiness.
They did that thing where they painted it on their stomachs.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Carrie, any appearances or things you'd like to plug?
I'll be appearing on my couch in about 15 minutes.
Awesome.
Good.
For the rest of the day.
And finally, Al.
Independent filmmakers, whatwhatalma.com, WTWTALMA.com. Currently filming The Illegal Use of Joe Zop.
We love real plugs. They're
he
fantastic.
Came prepared. I like
what's
that.
It called? Kind of what's it called?
I have to listen to the podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I would like to plug the preseason NFL game tonight. The Redskins are going to take on the Bengals. Preseason football.
Go Bengals. All right,
everybody else's favorite Vikings are on tomorrow.
I have nothing to plug because you guys did such a great job. I will note, programming note, next show we're going to be going over the 2006 fall television schedule. That means what's going to be great, what's not going to be great, what's going to go off the air first.
According
to us, our picks for hits and misses. Don't miss it, folks. This is big. I mean, this is serious. Okay.
Sure is.
For everyone here at the show, thank you very much. Scope Show 10 coming to a close. And I almost made it. Arrivederci.
If you're going to be in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area and would like to participate in a taping of The Scope, send your request to tickets@thescopeshow.com. Please mention in what special way you can contribute to the show.